How are you doing, Stevie? I'm doing well, but I'm not on the waiting list.
Not too bad. No, just, well, first of all, the health service isn't free. It's paid for by the people who are paying for it with their taxes.
Absolutely right.
The question I would like to ask is, how many doctors that's employed by the health service are working in the private sector as well? I mean, how do we get to these big waiting lists? I mean, the health minister is doing the best he can. He's only in the job. Give her a chance. But, like, I mean, you spoke to a guy there earlier on. You can't compare a doctor or consultant with any other profession. If you work in any other profession, when you get a job, you are sort of bound to do a certain amount of overtime if required.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I seem to be getting the impression, and it's not the health minister, whoever they may be, who's running the health service. I get the funny feeling it's consultants who are running the health service. Because if you talk to a doctor and you're on a waiting list, and they someone say, well, if you want to go private, you can get it done next week. And hey, presto, it's the same doctor you've been attending the hospital. Can somebody explain this to me?
And we have heard stories on this programme of people who have received letters from the health service telling them that they can't, that they're on a waiting list. And in that letter, there's a leaflet for an independent clinic telling them how they can get off the waiting list very quickly at an independent clinic if they are prepared to pay. And in that case, it is appropriate to use the word private because, I mean, you're parting with your own money.
In all cases, if you have the money to pay for something, you'll get it. If you haven't got it, you can't get it.
Yeah, of course you'll get it. Yeah, you'll get it tomorrow.
You know, but can somebody explain to me why are consultants on the health service who, because of the waiting list, and then when you speak to them, they say, well, if you want to go private, you can get it done next week. And hey, presto, it's a guy who said, you know, that you've seen a week or 2 weeks before.
Stevie, thanks very much. Let's try and get an answer to that. So one proposal, Ray Rafferty, would be we tell the consultants you're not allowed to do independent work. And that would mean that we would have to pay you extra for the additional days that you do, extra sessions within the health service. They wouldn't get paid as much, of course, would they?
Would we have as many doctors in the system? I think we would have an awful lot going off to Australia and America.
With that kind of restriction, they'd just leave.
Yeah. Let's go back to basics. Prevention is better than cure. What we need to look at is our society and how we educate kids and how we bring them forward. Have a healthier lifestyle takes the resources away from the health service in the future. There'll be less demand. What we need to do is plan for the future long term.
Sure, yeah. Prevention's a great thing. Let's all get healthier. That's great. Let's deal with the obesity and the diabetes crisis. It doesn't help Jessica, though. She's on this waiting list and she might be there for many, many more weeks. Doesn't help the guy who's waiting for his heart operation for a year.
No, it doesn't. And we have 400,000 people like that, and I sympathise with each and every one. But if we plan this properly, there will be healthcare for them all. The NHS is an excellent model. It's lacked leadership, it's lacked finance. Most importantly, it has lacked consultation with the users. That's the people of Northern Ireland, the people who are in crisis who need its help. That's what we have to look for.